Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. Have you been living according to our new slogan? We don't react, we do no contact. I hope so. And if you too would like to enlist in the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read two free chapters before purchasing the book. Today, I want to talk about whether no contact will make a man commit. So I have an email here from a woman who was in a friends with benefits situation and she used no contact, and let's find out what happened. So she says, I found your channel about a month ago when I broke up with my friend with benefits after 2 years. I found out about no contact after watching some of your YouTube videos and decided that it was my only chance to ever find out if he really likes me or he's just using me. As you can imagine, I was being taken for granted during this entire 2 years. Okay, so hold it right there. What do you mean taken for granted? You agreed to the friends with benefits, so how can you be taken for granted? You're already agreeing that you're not his girlfriend, it's not a relationship, and it is what it is. So you may want to revisit how you looked at this relationship. He said he loved me, but is afraid of commitment, and I found him several times on Tinder. So he was afraid of commitment, he was on Tinder, and yet you stayed for 2 years. And so I want to suggest that you too are afraid of commitment, okay? Because someone who really wants a commitment, someone who really wants a relationship, is not going to stay with someone who's afraid of commitment and who keeps going back on a dating app. So he may be afraid of commitment, but guess what? You are too. I bet you never considered that. I would end things, but each time he came back after 2 weeks, begging and crying, promising that he would get counseling to treat his commitment issues, but he never did. Yeah, because most people do not want to go to counseling. So since you didn't make it a prerequisite saying, hey, we're not going to get back together unless you go to counseling or unless we're going to have a committed relationship, then he just kept coming back and he kept treating you the way he wanted to, going on Tinder, not committing, doing whatever he wanted, because he knew that all he had to do is contact you after 2 weeks and beg and cry and you would take him back. Because you say that, you would take him back each time. So I wonder how many times you broke up with him. And I bet you never asked him the 6 questions. You know, people let their exes or their friends with benefits, whoever, in back too easily. And then they wonder why nothing changed. Well, because you didn't require of them to change anything. You just said, okay, fine, we'll try again. And things remain the same. So it's just a vicious cycle and nothing ever changes until you finally put your foot down and set some boundaries. Okay, continuing. One day I said I had enough and promised myself I would never ever contact him again. 3 weeks went by and he suddenly started changing his WhatsApp status and profile picture every 2 hours. Well, that's definitely a sign that he was trying to get your attention. Sometimes sad stuff, sometimes picture of a tiger to show how strong he was. That's interesting. No reaction from my side, of course. Good, since I studied my enemy. Ha ha. Her words, not mine. I knew those were just cheap attempts to make me call and to be turned down once again. After almost 4 weeks went by, he called me from an unknown number. So notice how he broke. Like before, he would usually break after 2 weeks, and now, because as more time passes, the more breakups there are, the longer it takes for them to come back. So now he waited 4 weeks because he was waiting for you to contact him. He was trying to get your attention with that Morse code of changing his profile status and picture. And of course, luckily you didn't fall for it because you had seen my videos. And so he finally broke and called you from an unknown number because he was afraid that you wouldn't pick up. And you answered. Guys, if you're in no contact, do not answer the phone unless you absolutely know who it is. If you don't know who it is, don't answer the phone. Why would you anyway? If I don't know who's calling, I'm not answering the phone, whether I'm in no contact or not. Because I wanted to see how far he was going to take this. See, if you hadn't answered, I wanted to see how many times would he call? Would he leave a message? Would he call from his real number? Okay? So don't be so quick to answer the phone if you're in no contact and you don't know who's calling. But luckily for her, it worked out, but still. Okay. She says, he was crying and breathing heavily, telling me, I'm having a panic attack. I need you. I'm going to die. Oh my God, this guy's so melodramatic. I told him to calm down, to which he replied, yeah, I knew you wouldn't care if I died. You probably didn't think of me during this whole time I was suffering. So it's interesting that he would say these things. And the fact that he would say these things gives me great insight into his personality and into him. And you know what? Now that I see that he said these things to you, you could have gotten a commitment from him ages ago. You didn't have to wait for 2 years, because if he's willing to talk like that to you, he's not as strong as you thought he was. But because you just let him do whatever he wanted and put up with it, you gave him the upper hand. You had the power. And so, of course, he was behaving the way he wanted to because you let him. But meanwhile, underneath, if you had just done no contact a lot sooner, if you had just walked away and stayed away, you would have seen this come out and you wouldn't have had to stick around for 2 years being the friends with benefits. You would have gotten a commitment a lot sooner, probably. You know, power is given. No one can take the power, right? People give their power away to people in their in relationships, people that they're dating with. But just as you give people power, you can also take it away. And that's what no contact is all about. You're taking away their power and you're taking away your attention from them. Continuing on, I told him to stop trying to turn things around and I said I would hang up if he continued. He said, no, please, what's your problem? Why didn't you want to speak to me anymore? I said, well, I don't want to be kept a secret, especially to all of your female friends, while doing wifey stuff. So let's talk about this wifey stuff. This is something like a lot of women do and y'all need to stop. A man is not going to marry you just because you're doing wifey stuff. Nobody asked you to audition for the role of wife. Guys are not going to marry the hired help, okay? Nobody ever said to me, well, I broke up with her because she was not a good cook or she couldn't clean or she was terrible at ironing or the house was a mess. No guy has ever said that to me, and no woman has ever said they were broken up with because of that. Men want a dream girl, someone they can dream about, someone who is their ideal girl or woman, someone who checks all the boxes, someone who they feel good with. And to quote Dr. Tony Grant, all you have to do is show up and look good, sound good, smell good, and taste good. That is all. You do not have to lift a finger in terms of cleaning their house, doing their laundry, unless you're living together. The two guys that wanted to marry me, I did little to no wifey stuff, and yet they still wanted to marry me. So isn't that interesting? My boyfriend in Italy, he used to own a deli, and he would come work all day, come home at night, and bring home fresh food, and then he would cook it, and then we'd eat. I never cooked, I never had dinner ready for him, and he wanted to marry me, okay? So you might want to rethink auditioning for the role of wife. That is not why a guy is going to marry you. If you're not what they're looking for, if you're not their ideal woman or girl, it doesn't matter how well you are in your audition for wife, they're not going to want to marry you. So save your energy and focus on yourself. Okay, so she talks about wifey stuff and labeling yourself single to the whole world. She's talking about the guy. He said, okay, I'll do whatever you want. I can't live without you. Yeah, so finally, when she finally put her foot down, now he's saying these things. Continuing on, shortly after that, we met in person and I saw a part of him that I never saw before. Yes, because you didn't require that of him. So of course, you never saw that part. You know, guys will treat different women differently. It depends how they feel about you and what you're willing to put up with. And so you may think, oh, he doesn't really show that much affection. Oh, he doesn't want to get married. Then they go on and date someone else and they show a lot of affection to that person and they marry that person. So it wasn't him, it was you and the dynamic and what you allowed and what you didn't allow. Okay, she goes on to say, we were in a situationship for 2 years. Is it a situationship or is it friend with benefits? I think there's a slight difference, but okay, whatever. That's not what we're talking about today. Sometimes he showed me love, and sometimes he acted like I didn't matter at all. And that's why you stayed, because you kept hoping that he was going to keep showing you love. Since he showed you a bit of it in bits and pieces, you stayed for the scraps that he was giving you instead of requiring more. He never made any plans for the weekend. I was just there to fill the gaps. My own fault. I know, exactly. And I knew when in doubt, you should follow your gut. That's why I walked away. And honestly, I was so done. He finally introduced me to all his friends and family as his girlfriend. And now I'm even wondering if I want him or just wanted to win this quote unquote battle of it after having invested so much. That's a very interesting observation because maybe it's just your ego this whole time that you finally wanted to win because you let him get away with so much. You were the underdog for so long and you just wanted to have a win under your belt. And that's something to think about. You might want to step back and say, do I really want him? Or did I just want to win and have him finally behave the way I wanted him to? Finally, she says, no contact made me see things clearer in how I was so obsessed over someone who really didn't deserve me. He told me it's a huge step for him and he cried before making it official. Oh my God, what is wrong with him? Because he's obviously an avoidant. I want to see where things go and if he can keep this promise to communicate and make me a priority. So far, he's setting up dates for the first time in 2 years and I'm enjoying it. And he would have done it 2 years ago if you had handled this differently. But okay, live and learn. So hopefully the women who are listening to this will learn something from this and not let 2 years go by before they finally do something about the situation. So have you been in a friend with benefits situation or a situationship? And if so, did you try to change it? Did you try to turn it around? Did you try no contact? What did you do and were you successful? So comment below. And in the meantime, I also want to let you know about the free coaching session because I know a lot of people are currently having financial issues. So I'm going to be giving away a free coaching session with every video that I post. And all you have to do is like this video and comment with either I'd like a coaching session or tell a bit about your story and then at the end of your comments say I would like a coaching session and I will choose one winner 24 hours after I've posted the video. So you have to comment within the first 24 hours and then I will post the winner. And in the meantime, if you would like to get my help with your getting your ex back, then just go to theartoflove.net. The direct link is below. If this video has been helpful, remember to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.